Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, Steve Zabin sitting in for J.P. Finley. Brian clearly could not get to sleep last night because he decided to watch the Wizards.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
You know, it's strange. So in the first quarter, they were down only by five.
Okay.
And they were playing tough. Uh-huh. That second quarter rolled around. And I think they went into halftime, it was 60-something to like 40.
Okay.
But then they end up losing by, what, 8-9 points? You know, they were down by almost 20-something points in the second, going into halftime.
Right.
And they basically came back and they outscored Dallas.
Yeah.
They outscored them in the third and the fourth. So they played much better. But listen, man. They are doing exactly what they set out to do.
Lose and play the young guys.
They playing the young guys. The young guys are getting experience. You see a lot of these guys that can play. Keyshawn or Keyshawn, whatever it is, he can play.
Yeah.
I love Bub from Baltimore.
Right.
I really, really love him. And the kid, the three-point dude, shooter, got drafted this year. I can't think of his name right now. I lost his name. Trey.
Yes.
Those guys are going to be around and be doing things for a long time.
No, like the Wizards have been so bad for so long that it's hard as a native to ever feel like they're ever going to be good.
Uh-huh.
But the example, and we'll ask Dan Devine when he joins us here momentarily on the Rude Guest Hotline. I guess we're still efforting Dan Devine.
Yep.
But the model is the Pistons, because somebody pointed out the Pistons 3 years ago were atrocious. I forget what their number was, but it was really, really bad, their record. You could look that up. So they have done the thing where they've thrown a lot of good young talent at the situation, mm-hmm. and now they've got something going on.
Yeah.
That would be the model to look at.
Yeah. And look, man, I went to a game last year, and it happened to be the game where I think they were doing this stuff I can't remember the exact game.
Like, if one of our guys can be Cade Cunningham, that's the key.
Bub Carrington was cooking.
Yeah.
Get to the fourth quarter, I'm like, why the hell is Bub sitting down? He wasn't hurt or nothing.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Questioning Brian Keefe's rotations?
I'm not questioning. I know what they said. They said, we are going to rebuild. They never used the word tank, but they said, we're going to rebuild.
Right.
So what they're doing, they're getting young talent. And they also want to make sure that they get better talent because they want to make sure they're going to be getting one of those draft picks.
Sure.
One of them high.
Yeah, they need to make sure they don't finish worse than eighth, which I think is a lock at this point at 1-13, because I haven't run the pace numbers again since I did a couple weeks ago. They're easily on pace right now for the worst record in NBA history.
Yeah.
Which is 9-7.
What I hate about it, it doesn't guarantee you getting that number one pick.
No, I it doesn't, and I hate that. And also, getting the number one pick doesn't guarantee he's going to be really a difference maker or a game changer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we'll see about that. But I did see the first inklings of, is Brian Keefe's job in jeopardy? And I'm like, no, it better not be. He should be getting a raise.
He's
with each
doing
loss.
Exactly what they want.
He should be right. Like every loss, they should go, here's another $5,000. Thanks. Keep it up. Keep it going, coach. Look, you're doing a good job here.
The guys are being developed. The guys are getting better. You know, I listened to Chris and also, who calls it with Chris former player, tall.
You put me on the Glenn Kontzer.
No, not Glenn.
Oh, okay.
This dude played, he played with the Wizards at one point. But anyway.
Okay.
They entertain the hell out of you. They have shows all around it. And I'm sure their jobs are hard as hell when people know this team is not trying to win. They're not going to win. They're trying to get better. They're trying to get the young guys better. And I think if you are a true fan and you understand how this thing works, you can buy into it.
Okay.
But if you're going to see wins, you're going to the wrong damn game. It's point blank.
Okay. Let me just get the pace number here. What is the pace, going to Grok here, at 1-13, what is the pace for the Wizards this season? Do you use AI, Brian Mitchell?
Nah, not much.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah, I know.
You can have conversations.
They've been giving me a lot of wrong answers the first time I tried, so I kind of backed off of it.
They are projected to go 6-76. And I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it. This is a year to be a basketball junkie watching this team, to watch young players develop. It's not a year to be excited about, yay, we won. That's not a this year thing. That's a next year thing. Okay, Dan Devine joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Let me get the read here for the Rude Guest Hotline. The most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Dan, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good.
Appreciate
you. Dan's been covering the league for quite a while now, and he also contributes to the Big Number on Yahoo Sports TV. Okay, so we just went through what the Wizards are doing, and both Brian and I agree that losing is good at this point. Would you concur with that? Is there such a thing, Dan, as too much losing for a young group of players?
I think that's a really good question, and I think part of it is just, it's like, what habits do you develop, right? In in the NFL, we talk about, you know, quarterbacks kind of developing scar tissue if they get sacked too much as rookies, right? You don't want them to develop bad habits or start seeing ghosts out there. So the concern would be, if you're not developing winning habits as a rookie, like, yeah, you can be bad, but are you turning the ball over every like fourth possession? Are you awful on at getting back in transition defense? Do you not follow the rules? Are there even rules to follow as far as what your possessions need to look like? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. And I will say the Wizards are kind of an interesting study in contrast in that, because you do see individual player improvement, right? Like, you know, Keyshawn George has been really exciting as the way that he's come on as a facilitator and with his jump shot. Alex Saar, you know, big jump in year two. Bilal Coulibaly had a couple of great drives last night against the Timberwolves. You know, you see exciting stuff, and then you look at like the overarching metrics of, oh yeah, this is one of the worst turnover teams in the league. This is one of maybe the worst transition defense team in the league. They had a stretch. I think that the game was basically lost against Minnesota. They had like a 6-minute scoreless stretch, which is hard to do, to just not even fall into a free throw for 6 minutes against an NBA defense. And so like you look at it and say, I do think some guys are getting better, but this doesn't feel like a team with an identity or a structure yet. And I think, you know, the point you made as I was waiting to come on is, I think, right, like, that's not a huge issue right now. That, yeah. Like, you know, the idea of, do we know exactly what, the next competitive iteration of the Wizards is going to feel like? Like, not even who's going to be on it, but what kinds of shots do you want to get? What sort of defensive tactics are you trying to play? Like, I think all of that is really sort of amorphous and up in the air right now. And so, yeah, I think there's a concern that if you don't like have a blueprint for where you want to get, you might not wind up getting anywhere. But in the short term right now, I think you look at it and say, well, are these individual players showing things? And I think there's, in a handful of cases, the answer is yes.
Well, I saw the game last night, and the second quarter was atrocious for them. But they got into the second half, and they basically played some very good basketball, much better than it did in that second quarter. You know, is that enough? Because when you see all of these young guys, you understand, oh, they can grow together. But in the NBA, you need some level of experience to be helping you out.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. And I think that was the thought process behind bringing in Chris Middleton and CJ McCollum, right? Or really at least part of it. Part of it is also, let's get off longer term money in favor of shorter term money. And then when we get to the offseason, we'll have all sorts of cap space to be able to figure out what we do next with. And, you know, we didn't think that Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole were going to be part of that next competitive iteration of the Wizards. So might as well just wipe the money off and see where we go. But that's the idea. Like Chris Middleton, 3-time All-Star guy who's won a title, CJ McCollum, you know, scored 20 points a game for a decade, you know, a respected vet, has played in big playoff games. They're supposed to be the ones sort of showing the younger guys how to move and how to develop those championship caliber habits, or even those starting caliber habits. And I think the hope is that over time, you know, over the course of a longer season, that stuff will start to bear fruit. And the flashes, as you said, like, you had a competitive second half there where you get down to, I think it was within 5 or 6 points, yeah, in the final 3 minutes. Like, that's now the lesson to be learned there is don't go down by 27 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
if you can avoid that. But the fact that even when, like, I mean, I'm taking notes as I'm watching the game, knowing I'm talking to you guys today, and I'm saying like, oh, the game's over. It's like 5 minutes left in the second quarter. This one's a wrap. And the fact that they didn't play that way and came out and continued to attack and continued to work their stuff, that speaks to, like, you know, I understand fan frustration saying, like, is Brian Keefe the guy? I don't know for sure if he is or if he isn't, but they kept playing. They didn't just, like, throw the ball out into the stands and lay down on the court. And that speaks to a team that I think still is, like, listening to some degree and has some buy-in for what they're trying to get accomplished. So I think that there's something positive to be taken from even a loss like that, especially coming off the heels of such a, like, a dispiriting loss like the one to the Nets, where you're like, you get blown out at home by another bad team. You go out on the road against a good team and you get down big. You don't just lay an egg. You come back and fight. I think you can build on something like that, especially on that you don't have Alex Sarr. You get good minutes from Marvin Bagley. Like, you get really good minutes from Keyshawn George. Trey Johnson flashed a little bit. Like, there was stuff to get excited about there. You just got to, you know, tighten it up a little bit in the second quarter. And maybe you're not just, like, in it late, but you're actually winning one of those games. Imagine that.
All right, what do you make of my thought that the model for the Wizards should be the Pistons? The Pistons were 14-68 2 years ago. They're out to a 13-2 start. Is what they're doing now sustainable? And what does that turnaround look like in terms of what Washington has?
Yeah, with Washington, with Detroit, the thing was they got, you know, they landed the big fish when they get Cade Cunningham, right? And the first couple of seasons of developing around him, they also had a super young big man in Jalen Duren. And there's that thing of, it's just really hard for young, it's like, you know, 18, 19 year old centers and point guards, mm-hmm, to learn the game. And that's where those, you know, it took some time for those guys to kind of bake a little bit and develop their skill sets.
So if Sarr is our big man, who could be the Cunningham of the young guys currently on the Wiz?
Yeah, I think there's two options. One is it's not here yet, and, you know, we'll see what the options are looking like at the top of the next draft. And the other one, I think you've got to be pretty excited about what you've seen from Keyshawn George, where, like, you know, you sort of squint and you look at it and say, you know, 6'7", 6'8" ball handler, guy who doesn't get sped up a ton, guy who's able to, you know, get to his pull-up jumper, has good patience and poise in the pick and roll. He doesn't have the same kind of court vision that Cunningham has. I mean, Cunningham was drawn in his prep days and coming out of Oklahoma State, he's drawing comps to Luka. I don't think we're seeing that from Keyshawn George just yet. So, you know, people haven't tipped him as that kind of prospect, but I also don't think anybody saw the kind of jump in, not just like the numbers, because, you know, you get more minutes, you get a chance to take shots on a bad team, you're going to put up numbers. But the way he's playing does feel conducive to, like, oh, that's a big wing ball handler, a guy you can throw, give a bunch of possessions and say, yeah, run 30, 40 pick and rolls, and let's see if you can facilitate and find these opportunities for other guys while also getting your own game off. So I think the ceiling for what you could expect from Keyshawn George has risen considerably over the course of this season. And then if you get, you know, even if he doesn't reach quite to that level, I mean, we're talking now, Cade Cunningham is putting himself in like fringe MVP all NBA conversations, right? That would be obviously a wonderful outcome. But if you got a couple of guys that you feel good about their trajectory, then it's about, you know, what's the high ceiling talent around them. And with Detroit, they took off not just when those guys came of age a little bit, but also when they put more shooting around Cade Cunningham. That was the idea. Can we have a, you know, run the battery of this pick and roll, but we have to have shooters out there, veterans that can actually knock down the shots that our guy creates for him. When they brought in Tobias Harris, they brought in Tim Hardaway Jr. and Malik Beasley, and those guys opened up the floor more for Cade, and then all of a sudden you see his game hit a new level. So the early stage development is get the ball handler, get the big man, and then what are you going to put around them in terms of competitive pieces that can spread the floor and knock down those shots you create? And that might be another year or two down the line. Obviously, I think, what is it, like $85 million or $100 million in cap space they could wind up having this summer. Damn. To facilitate trades. And we'll see from there. But I think that's the idea, is put yourself in position with those guys and then spread the floor, bring in the vets, and see where you can get to.
All right, one last quick one, Dan, about non-Wizards story, and that is, I was fascinated by the Tim McMahon ESPN.com story, Inside the Mavericks Power Struggle, Nico Harrison versus Mark Cuban. Don't know if you've had time to look at it or read it. It's a long piece, but it blew me away, a lot of the elements of it, about how it unraveled so badly. And now there's rumors they're going to be ready to shop Anthony Davis. And I'm like, wow, imagine that. Because they're probably not going to get much back that's sexy for Anthony Davis, who's still chronically injured. But imagine the small pieces that would be left less than a year after the trade that stunned everybody.
Yeah, I did have a chance to read that. It was a fascinating piece of reporting. And man, McMahon's as plugged in down there as anybody.
He's good.
I think it's really fascinating, too, like in the aftermath of that. So right in that story, you've got sources close to the situation saying they are going to shop Anthony Davis before the trade deadline. And then a couple of hours later, you have Joe Barton at The Athletic saying, I talked to Cuban and he says we're not trading him.
Yeah, he doesn't want
him. I saw that, yeah. Right. But the fact that pushback came so quick kind of tells me that, yeah, the phone is available if somebody wants to make an offer.
Right, yeah. It didn't say it's not going to happen. It says we're not going to try to. Now, if somebody tries to come over our way, that's maybe a different conversation. Yeah, I think it is kind of incredible to think that the outlook on this team, I mean, we are, what is it, like 16 months removed from them being in the finals? We're 9 months removed from the Luka trade. And the whole idea was we're going to give ourselves a 3-4 year window with this AD Kyrie build. And it just, you know, the injuries completely submarine that. And then it just got to be such a toxic dynamic there where the fans were like an open revolt against Nico Harrison. The ownership says, all right, we got to just turn the page on this however we can. Step one is you exercise Nico Harrison from the building. And I think that's really fascinating. Is step two, we just need to put this trade behind us any way we can and move AD for whatever we can get, even understanding it's probably not going to be a premium given his age and his injury situation and the fact that he's up for a new extension. So there's some really big questions that Dallas needs to answer, but they're looking at it and saying our best bet is probably retool everything around the 18-year-old. We just drafted number one overall. This coming draft cycle is the last time we have full control of our first-round pick until 2031. So we got to hit a home run today to give ourselves the runway to build something new. And I think it's reasonable to say step one there might be see what we can get from Anthony Davis.
All right. Dan, as always, a pleasure, my friend, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Take care.
And of mine, Yahoo Sports talking NBA. I don't know if you read the piece or not. It's long, but basically, here's the thing that blew me away. Cuban sells the Mavericks, his absolute love. He's a basketball junkie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sells the Mavericks because he said he didn't want to feel the pressure of being a middle-class billionaire trying to finance a perennial contender. And I just was like, really? You're not rich enough to finance an NBA contender. But apparently that was his rationale. So he sells his baby, the thing he loves the most. I mean, the guy takes, he used to be able to take, you know, shoot-arounds on the court as the owner of the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sells the team, but then is assured by this guy, Patrick Dumont, the new governor, that he'll still run the basketball side of things. But he didn't get it in writing. Nothing said in any contract or any language, you're still running basketball. It was just a promise. Yeah. Well, lo and behold, B. Mitch, new owner, new ideas. Do you think you're really going to buy a team for that much money and then,
and
say,
then let somebody else
let
run
somebody
it?
Else run it?
Hell no.
Like, for being a smart guy who's a billionaire, Cuban is an idiot sometimes.
That was the dumbest thing he could have done.
Right. So then Nico starts to conspire against Cuban, and Nico gets hot with these trades down the stretch 2 years ago that landed them in the finals, so he has all this power. So he cuts Cuban out of the sort of three-way conversation with him and Dumont, the new governor, and he works on the new guy, Dumont, who is new to the NBA, and he sold him a bill of goods. He sold him this this trade of Luka, which blew everyone away. The dumbest trade ever. Yeah. Indefensible trade. He's out of shape. Get him in shape.
Yeah,
he doesn't play defense. Get somebody else to play defense. He's a scorer. What are you doing? All right, coming up, we'll get to that I'm wearing a Redskins sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Getting that Commanders RX for the rest of the year. B. Mitch will tell us what needs to happen, what would be nice to happen, and what can't happen the rest of the way. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.